The State Fair wraps up this weekend, but there's already been some excitement. The largest pumpkin this year weighed in at 1,458 pounds, a state record. Jason DeBruin filed this postcard on one set of attractions.
There goes another one. I'm giving them all away today.
Ah, the State Fair. There are lots of reasons to come. The food, the livestock, the rides. But there's one attraction that holds a special captivation over many people. The games.
The winner gets whatever prize you want. This is the smallest prize we're going to give you.
Maybe it's because you see just enough people walking around with giant teddy bears. Maybe it's the flashing lights. Maybe it's because the games appear to be easy. Take the empty bottle game, for example. All you have to do is stand the bottle upright using a ring on the end of a stick. The guy running the game does it almost every time. But when anyone else tries to do it, then there are the more traditional games like basketball. But the rim is smaller than regulation, so it's not like shooting at the gym.
It's a harder shot, but that's why we got big prizes. Like, you know, if we had normal rims, like you see at the court, we'd have tiny prizes. It'd be like a trade-up game, you know?
A trade-up game is one in which you get three shots. If you hit one shot, you can keep a small prize or keep shooting. If you hit a second shot, you get a bigger prize. But if you miss, you lose it all.
Well, the games are a little tougher, and we pay off big prizes.
Of course, people still think they have a good chance. Just as we were talking, a group walked up. The guys felt they could hit one of the shots.
Ah! Ah! Good shot, Bob.
He was close, but never did hit. However, there were others that took home a big bear.
Raleigh's really good at basketball. I've noticed. They've been killing us all day. Yeah, for the whole weekend, they've been winning quite a lot, actually. Yeah.
Much of the fun comes just from the atmosphere. The game operators have a larger-than-life personality. Take the bowling game, for example. It's just fun to hang out at the station.
You got to roll the ball slowly over the hill so the ball drops in and stays on my side. You keep the ball on my side of the hill, you win. If you roll too hard or too soft, the ball comes back, you put another quarter. I'm going to buy you one. There you go. So you can Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat all your friends and tell them you just played the greatest game at the
station. But what is it that attracts us to these games? Some psychology helps provide answers.
My name is Scott Hutel, and I'm a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Duke University.
He says there are any number of reasons why an individual will choose to spend money at these games. One is simply that people tend to behave differently given their environment.
I think that's probably true of a lot of things where we're in sort of a context of fun. We're in a context of nostalgia. And so I think if you ask somebody on the street, should they engage in a game of chance, they have a very different answer than if they're in a state fair, where that's part of what you do at a state fair.
Also, people tend to overestimate their abilities at just about everything.
If you ask people their chance of success in the basketball game, for example, they may overestimate it pretty dramatically.
Finally, it's not even necessarily about the games or the prize. It's about doing something with your friends.
Social settings are extraordinarily reinforcing, in part because they introduce a whole new set of rewards, like whether you do better than your friends or whether you reinforce a group identity by playing the game in a social situation.
And at the end of the day, everyone likes a fun social setting. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
How you doing, huh? There you go, beautiful. Good luck. You need quarters, come on down. I'll tell you what, here's a free game for everybody. You see a ball coming down, it's a free one for me.